right, here we go, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Better Beer Show. I'm your host, Nate Island, and with me, as always, Sean Dunn, a.k.a. Mr. Dutch Oven himself.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our first podcast while Dutch Oven cooking. It's raining here. I was just mentioning that I feel like I've got three monkeys all over me trying to stifle me with this humidity. I'm thinking, you know, I bitch a lot about, like, the weather, how incredibly hot it is, and I brought up the sun and the damage it does in my life and to my personal belongings, but nothing compares to this hellhole.
It's ironic, is it not? Yes. It really does feel like vacation, you know, and I like it. I you know, I personally like this kind of weather. You know? A little bit of humidity never hurt anybody, and we need the rain here in sunny California. Kind of in a little bit of a drought.
Yeah, so welcome back to the rain. For those of you that don't live in Southern California, we basically, I mean, how many times are you allowed to flush the toilet at this point a day?
Yeah, exactly.
It's been severely reduced.
Yeah. It would, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
So I've got a perfectly good, well, for the rain. I've got a perfectly good sprinkler system in my front yard that I'm not, like, really allowed to use unless I want to water two times a day, which means dead lawn. And I'm an American, so I'm a home-owning American, and I refuse to have a fucking dead lawn, man. Come on. Yeah. That's for another racial group. That's not me, you know?
Well, welcome back, everybody. Welcome to the show that's a little about beer and a lot about nothing. And as always, like you say, every show is a drinking show, right?
That's right. And so today, a little bit of an insight to our personal goings-ons. We're just having a fucking barbecue. We're actually having a Dutch oven cook-off.
I'm excited.
And we thought we'd include you guys in the festivities here. Just a quick note, things that make me need a beer. I don't even have time to play the theme song because I'm scared shitless. It's all going to, like, pop off at any second. But your wife's been boiling a can of condensed milk for, like, literally, like, 2 hours. Dude, just, like, full-on rolling boil.
Somewhere, hopefully this isn't an internet prank where, like, they tell you to do something and it always goes bad or something. But somewhere on Pinterest, she found out that if you boil condensed milk for 2 hours, it turns into basically like a caramel syrup. And she's making you a delicious dessert.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
So we hope. Either that or she's making you a kitchen bomb. One way or the other.
That's a lot. You know, it's kind of reminds me of like alchemy. I mean, like Jimmy Page and all those guys. It's like, let's take base metals and turn them into gold and silver. if you boil the fucking condensed milk and speak some ritualistic words over it, it will become caramel. I'm all for it. And I think, I'm sure it's going to be great. But
yeah,
I mean, you got, I mean, I see this can in there kind of bouncing around in the boiling water. I'm like, oh, no.
At the end of it all, we will have knowledge, if nothing else.
Or shrapnel in our eyes.
So, today is not our normal day. You know, today's not our normal podcast day. We have sort of jumped into, like you said, a Dutch oven cook day where we're gonna cook some Dutch ovens together. Thanks to you. I mean, if you guys don't know this, Sean is the Dutch oven, like, professional. Like, he is, I don't care who you are. If you think you're better at cooking with a Dutch oven, email us, leave a comment on the website, leave us a recipe. Hell, we'll try it. I mean, this is the man right here when it comes to Dutch oven.
Well,
cooking.
If you're asking, do I have several books that say World Championship of Dutch Oven Cookbook on them? The answer is yes. I mean, I've sought high and low for a cookbook. I do really enjoy it because I grew up sort of barbecuing a lot. You know, when I first got out of the house, when I turned 18, I really liked barbecuing because you're outside and it's kind of festive, and we were talking how cooking with a Dutch oven is very similar. You got a big cast iron pot, and you light the charcoal, and you kind of, and it really comes out usually pretty good because the pots are so thick and they retain heat so well. And it's just a hobby, but you know, it goes hand in hand with a little beer drinking, which I think is what we're learning this afternoon.
Yeah, well, I mean, if there's something we do every day, it's eat and drink.
Yeah.
So why not eat and drink together, you know? Yeah. And for those of you who don't know, I mean, I know you just sort of touched on it a tick, but we're not talking about, I know Dutch oven kind of has a mixed terminology sometimes. We're not talking about like, ooh, big old pot on the stove. We might, you know, this is coal cooking. Like, this is barbecuing, like,
this
for
is
the
what
most
see
part.
On a wagon train, like, you know,
cast iron, coal cooking.
And it's also not when you pass gas and pull the sheets over your wife's head.
Yeah.
Is that known as a Dutch oven?
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
So, you know, it's kind of, you get a little stink eye every once in a while when you talk about how into Dutch oven and you are.
Yeah. Well, as always, we got a little bit of beer to drink today. We've already kind of been into it. And with the new way we're going to go about this, we have a little bit of a battle of the brews, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so...
I'm looking forward to it. It looks like you've got... Well, I can see it now.
Yeah. I may have slightly broke the rules with the Battle of the Brew, but I don't know. I mean, it's they're both ales.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in the ale category, but then, I mean, so is like a brown ale.
Yeah.
And all those sort of things. So, you know, I mean, it is what it is. But we're going to battle the brews here today. And, yeah. All right.
Well, let's give it a try.
All right.
Let's do it.
So we got a Sam Adams Summer Ale, which is sort of a wheat ale when it really comes down to it. But even though it's raining outside, it is summertime. So this is commonly in our area in like variety packs for Sam Adams and what have you. So I figured we would do a Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Cool. Yeah, you know what? If I'm not mistaken, that's the beer your wife pulled out earlier, came out to drink, and you gave her a harsh...
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey. Yeah, that's the one you're not allowed to drink.
What do you think we are? Dating? What do you think we are? Just having a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship? Not anymore.
17 and a half beers are left in that ice chest. That's the one you can't have. Of course it's the one.
Well, I'm excited. I don't think I've ever tried it. I mean, Samuel Adams, I mean, I've had their Boston Lager. And, you know, some of their other, you know, every year around Halloween time they do that Oktoberfest beer. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, they have a decent Oktoberfest. So I'm excited about this. Yeah, quite a few companies that do the Oktoberfest, but but Sam Adams has a pretty good one. I like their Oktoberfest. I mean, Sam Adams, a little bit more mainstream, you mm-hmm. know, a little bit outside of some of the stuff we've done so far. But you got to give them a look. And now that we're doing the Battle of the Brews, I think that's going to be... kind of come into play a little bit.
Corporate
more,
America versus Redlands. Yeah.
Not that the other one is all that far outside of like a mainstream, because the other one is by Kona,
yeah,
which is a brewery out of Hawaii. I think they're still considered microbrew, but I'd say they're a little more mainstream.
Well, I spent my entire honeymoon drinking Kona's Bikini Blonde. Mm. Have you ever had that?
I don't know if I've had their Bikini Blonde.
Literally 5 days of just Bikini Blonde. Really? And just to kind of, you know, say how much I have an affinity for this brand at this point, I bought a 30-pack of Bud Light when we first got to the island from the store, you know?
Yeah.
Took it to the hotel room, put it in the fridge. I left with literally like 20 Bud Lights left.
Oh, wow.
Left them there because we drank that Bikini Blonde the whole time.
That's badass. Yeah. I mean, that is a statement, folks.
It really is.
That is a statement. Like, so if you like light beer, go get yourself a Bikini Blonde because that is it. Now, today we're not doing a Bikini Blonde.
Nope.
Today we're doing the Golden Ale.
Uh-huh.
Which is a little bit more passion fruity. But there aren't a lot of companies out there making Golden Ales. There are a few other, but I couldn't get my hands on them today. So I thought, well, they're both ales.
And they're both a drink that if you're going to have a barbecue or a Dutch oven cook-off like we're having today, it's something you'd grab. They're both in the same vein. A summery, sort of light, you know.
Light and summery. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, this is the normal consumer may go to the store and think, yeah, this Kona Big Wave looks good, the Sam Adams Summertime. We're here to tell you which one to pick.
Yeah, we're here to tell you which one matches up better, which one takes the top of the charts. We are going to koozie approve both of them, as always, and decide which one we would rather drink. So here's a summer ale for you.
Thank you.
And we've got these coming. I guess we'll start with that one.
Mason jars today. It's funny because I just pulled out. We had last week we did our testing in wine glasses, and I never drink wine, you know. I mean, I just.
Here, I need your glass back.
It's not really like
give you some
thanks
aeration so you can smell it.
We're daredevils here on the podcast. When I need a fill up, I hold it right over the expensive recording equipment and say fill away.
It's the most expensive piece of equipment in the room. Let's pour over that.
But it's funny because I cleaned out the wine glasses from last week's tasting. I remember thinking because my wife was gone during the last recording. Like, can you imagine my wife gets home and sees Because I feel like she would say, like, where'd these four wine glasses come from? It's like, me and Nate were drinking beer by ourselves in the spare room. Come on.
Yeah, that's why there's four of them, huh? Yeah. Who the fuck was here with you?
So I'm glad we're down to mason jars because I could easily, you know,
yeah, there explain are still this. Four of them.
Yeah. All right. So this is the summertime lager by
Summer Ale.
Summer Ale.
Yeah. Summer Ale Sam Adams. It smells
kind of citrusy.
Smells a bit fruity. Yeah. It smells a bit citrusy. Yeah. I get that smell from it. Let's see. What are they saying on the bottle here? With its hazy golden color, the American wheat ale has the same allure as a bright summery day.
It's funny you say that it's a wheat ale because it does have an opaqueness to it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, it's not like a clear
that
lager.
Is one thing that in the variety pack that's the summer ale is the one that I usually give to the wife.
Yeah.
She tends to like the Hefs. And if you've listened to the show at all, you know Hefs are kind of my kryptonite.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Does say that it does say the crisp citrus character of noble hops combined with the wheat, lemon peel, and exotic peppery spice.
Well, the podcast is really
grains of paradise, it says too.
The podcast has been a positive thing in my life because I was at the store yesterday getting some food and I'm like, man, you know, maybe I should get a tasty beer. And I got myself a orange wheat by Hangar 24 that we've had Koozie approved in the past, and it's kind of reminiscent of it a little bit. I mean, definitely more orange flavor in the Hangar 24, but similar consistency and overall vibe, I would say.
You think this has more orange or citrus notes than the Hangar?
Less
than the Hangar. Yeah. Maybe we'll have to put these ones side by side. I don't know if they don't fit the same category though. Oh yeah, it does. Wheat ale.
All right, cool. So we've got to get along with our Dutch oven cook-off. We're going to take you guys along on the journey. So we're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick break, unless you want to taste the other one first, or you want to do that later on during the next segment.
Let's do these. Maybe we can stick that other one in the fridge and make sure that it stays cold and what have you. I will say that this definitely has a different color or a different flavor in the mason jar than it does out of the bottle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you think we should tell them what's going on with the Dutch ovens and then come back and update?
Yeah. So Nate got his for his wedding.
Yeah.
And I've got mine.
Gift.
I'm trying my a new recipe today. I'm doing stuffed bell peppers. And we can post his recipes up on the website, maybe.
Absolutely, yeah.
I could write down mine, give it to you. Yeah. But we're going to try it. And so I'm doing stuffed bell peppers, and you're doing
I really love. I'm doing the jambalaya. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. We're doing my version of a jambalaya. A long time ago when I was a kid, I spent the 4th of July, like 10 or 15 days in New Orleans. And
I feel like we're there now.
Yeah, it does kind of feel like we're there now. Yeah. And I just, like, fell in love with the food down there.
Yeah.
And I came home, and you just can't get New Orleans-style cooking here.
Yeah.
It just doesn't taste proper.
So, you got the market cornered on this.
Yeah, like if you're leaving Mimi's Cafe going, oh my God, the New Orleans cooking and Mimi's Cafe is fantastic, you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah.
Like I love Mimi's Cafe and all, but it's not New Orleans. You know, it's just not the flavor.
All I know about New Orleans is from the movie Easy Rider, so I'd like to say I'm excited to try this. I think if we haven't gotten comments in the past, it's because you've never said jambalaya as opposed to jambalaya, and I think we may get somebody speaking about that. Is that the real way to say it?
Well, it's jambalaya, yeah.
It's not jambalaya?
It's not jambalaya. It's like absolutely spelled like J-A-M-A.
It's like if you're not supposed to say Louisville, Kentucky, you're supposed to say Louisville.
Yeah, and that's supposed to say New Orleans, you're supposed to say Nollins.
Which you did earlier. All right, cool. We're going to check out. Right. For us, it'll be a few minutes. For you, it'll be just a few seconds.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And we'll be right back.
Real
quick, right as I was saying, like I fell in love with the cooking and I couldn't find it at home. So, yeah, that's what we're doing. We're doing jambalaya.
Yeah.
There's a few stages to it if you really want to do it proper so you don't overcook the shrimp and the fish and what have you. So we'll get back to that when we come in. But, yeah. You got coals going, right?
Got the coals going.
We'll be back.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to Ontario, California, home of illegal fireworks and an overzealous police helicopter pilot. Literally, this guy's like, we haven't seen him today. I don't know if it's due to the weather, but on a normal basis, just constant flying over my house. Like,
maybe whoever he's chasing doesn't like water.
Maybe that's true. Maybe the humidity really causes him to think.
It's time for maybe
a spiritual awakening and or like some self-development books on Audible.
It's not a complete fucking downpour right now. I mean, it's a good constant rain. It's not out of control. It's kind of nice.
It's the first time in months that we've been helicopter free.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a good point.
I've noticed it and I'm thankful for it. I mean, I think I saw one earlier because I remember thinking with all this charcoal going, I wonder if, you know, they're going to investigate us for some reason because the guy's like I said, by nature, overzealous.
Yeah. Well, it is, you know, I don't know. It's nice. I mean, it's, what is it like? 85 out right now, 72 degrees. It's got to be mid 70s right now.
It's up there.
It's warm and comfortable and raining to where you could walk around and be like, this is fantastic. Your wife did say you guys were playing Frisbee in the rain last night.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Frisbee's probably the wrong word. Sorry to use the F word on, on you guys there.
What is it supposed to be called? Disc something?
Well, Frisbee's a company.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And you don't have a Frisbee.
I have an Aerobie Super Disc and a Skylighter.
See, you guys were using an Aerobie Super Disc last night in the rain, I heard.
Well, tag them.
Well, we are doing Battle of the Brews here, like we said.
And we're doing Battle of the Dutch Ovens, I have to
say. Battle of the Dutch Ovens, yeah.
You are doing a fantastic job.
Well, we don't know if it's going to come out. And your smell is pretty fucking delicious.
It does smell good, but I got to thank God for that one because he made the green pepper. So all I did was heat the fucker up.
So you got a stuffed green pepper going right now.
Yeah.
It's got some rice in there. It's got some onions.
Mushrooms.
Zucchini.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's looking pretty good. It's looking pretty
bomb.
Should be good.
But you got something straight from the Mardi Gras town.
Yeah,
something that's supposed to be fulfill your bodily needs and soul needs. You know, it's akin to like a bunch of dudes sitting around a table with a red checkered like tablecloth on it, cracking open crawfish or something. It has the same social like feel to it, so I'm excited about it.
As home as I feel to that, like I feel like when you really talk about cooking, like jambalaya, and this is probably really insulting to people, so I'm sorry if I insult anybody, but
we'll just call it jambalaya and then everybody will be over.
Well, but jambalaya almost kind of seems like one of those foods where you're like, it's the end of the week, you only got a few ingredients, and you're just like, fuck it, okay, I got a little bit of leftover bell pepper, I got some carrots, I got some onion, fuck, we got some rice, what else are we gonna throw in here, like garlic, throw some shit in the pot. And it's like it's almost like a stew where it's like throw a bunch of shit in the pot and hope it turns out. You know? I mean,
that's true.
They've perfected it to an art now where it's like, oh, this is.
But
really
it was
delicious.
Born of.
But it was
little
probably
money.
Yeah, but it was probably born of like. Just
well, it's the same thing they say about like carne asada. It's like flat meat, skirt steak is like the shittiest meat on the cow. It's tough and whatever. So you marinate it in citrus for 3 days with a Corona and a couple onions and some bell peppers. Like it now becomes the staple of, Southern California barbecue.
You know, it's a good point. It's a good point. Everything's got to have a beginning, right? Yeah.
So I got a little things that make me need a beer this week.
All right. Let's do it.
Let's do it now. There's a tear in my beer because I'm crying for you, dear. We can let the audience know that the can that's been boiling for 3 hours now has not exploded. So Pinterest and your wife may be onto something. Unfortunately, the things that make me need a beer this week is Bed Bath & Beyond.
Ooh.
So I know many of our listeners may have seen that adorable movie Click with Kate Beckinsale and think, maybe, Christopher Walken's hiding in the back. He's in the Beyond section and teaches Adam Sandler the meaning of life. Well, I didn't experience that from my trip today. So my wife tells me, we're talking this week, like, hey, I've been working Saturdays. We're thinking Sunday, let's, have a little fun. We'll go down to Bed Bath & Beyond. And she wanted to get some bathroom rugs. So we take some measurements inside the bathroom. And my wife was talking to me earlier. She was saying, make sure you tell the audience what we're dealing with here. And what we're dealing with is 1950s tile, which is black and like nicotine stained yellow, like as a border, like
to it's be like fair, yellow it's and like, black. So just like to give you guys a visual, like it's not white tile that has been stained by nicotine. That is the actual color.
Yeah,
of the
it's
tile.
Nicotine
like
stained
someone
yellow.
Someone purposely,
yeah,
dropped that color in there.
So we're dealing with that, and then the tile is like a coral orange. Got it. Capture that on tape.
I think we got it.
And so we're sitting there, and I mean, literally, like 90 minutes in, the lady from Bed Bath & Beyond asked me, "Do you guys need any help?" I'm like, "Yeah, come pick a fucking rug for us," because I'm like, I can't figure it out. We're looking for something with certain dimensions in certain colors. She's getting flustered that she's saying there's not enough options. I'm looking at 35 fucking options.
But none of them are real.
I keep
options.
Saying, go with the purple. Yeah. It'll be fine. So anyways, we spent the majority of our afternoon, and once you called me and we decided we're going to do the Dutch oven thing, my wheels are turning, right? So we're walking through there. I'm looking at my phone, looking for recipes, you know, and trying to figure stuff out. And I'm thinking, I'm behind the gun. Like, I got to get to the store. And so this added an element to the whole visit, which was like, just pick a fucking rug. You know? But anyways, I think we found one. It's blue. It's nice. Yeah. I feel like I was telling her, like, maybe we should be one of those families that takes our shoes off now. Because, I mean, I paid literally, like, well, you know, an hour and a half of my life plus $50 of her money to, like, get this rug. So I'm thinking, I don't want to ever have to do this again. Let's make it last. So anyways, you know, other than that, they have a lot of nice cooking utensils and things of that nature. But I just thought, you know, like, this is... We went through the entire place two times. We did two laps.
Oh, yeah.
And by the end of it, I just thought, I know exactly what I'm going to talk about tonight. There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear. So anyways, I know we got, you took the opportunity during my story about Bed Bath & Beyond to get the contender out, put it in cups. It's Kona's Big Wave.
The Big Wave is here. You know, Bed Bath & Beyond is, here's your cheers, buddy. Here is your big wave. Man. Let's get this a cheers. Go. I'm going to smell it, but, also has a fruity smell to it, though.
It's got a little more hop to it, I think.
I think it does have a hop. Well, it smells hoppy, but I don't get a whole lot of hop out
just
of
from
the drink
smell.
From it. I don't know.
You know what? It tastes green.
Green?
Yeah.
There's something green about it.
I
can taste the passion fruit that they talk about on it, though. It has like a passion fruitiness.
What
to
is
it
passion fruit?
Like
do you know?
I don't actually know. It's like.
Have you seen that dragon fruit that's shaped like a fucking alien?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spikes all over it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But, okay, so Bed Bath & Beyond you were talking about. I just want to touch on that.
You, yeah, I heard you.
Yeah.
Give
I started
a little,
and I forgot.
When I started talking about it earlier.
You go around in a circle in the store. Is not, I mean, it's pretty big, but it's not like, oh my gosh, big. So you get to the other end of the loop really fast.
Yeah.
And you're like, cool, we're done
and
with this
you're
store.
Right. It really is built like a racetrack.
Yeah. You're like, I'm done with this store, but I don't think I've ever been in there and not done at least two, maybe three or four loops.
Yeah.
You're like, I couldn't have got this shit the fucking third time I was over there. Like,
yeah.
And then the other thing that fucking sucks about it is that, like, I don't know if you've noticed this, but like that store has shit from floor to fucking ceiling.
It does,
which is like 20 feet high,
inaccessible
all the way to the fucking roof.
Yeah.
Like it is like it's like a Home Depot warehouse.
Yeah,
all the way to the fucking top, and
yeah,
the poles in the middle of every aisle are the same, all four sides, floor to fucking ceiling.
Yeah,
and you're just going, oh my god, like
it
I'm
is
like,
covered with shit. But you know what? It's what's funny is when you get up to like the 8 foot and above mark. It's redundant of what's at eye level. Have you noticed that? It's almost like the same stuff.
Right.
But it's almost like they'd like want to flaunt their overstock.
They don't have any storage.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And don't ever go in there during Christmas. Like, don't.
Oh, right.
And it's one of those like Home Depot things too, where it's like going to Home Depot, knowing what you need and knowing what you want and knowing where the fuck it is and just go grab it and get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I love Home Depot. I love Lowe's. I love all those home improvement stores, you know. But if you have to ask for help, good fucking luck. Like,
yeah.
Good luck. Like, they will run you like a fucking idiot, you know?
It's funny you say that because I work with a guy now who used to work at Home Depot. And he's a kid. He's a really good guy. But he's like 21, you know? And he worked there when he was like 18, 19. And he was telling us a story about how it kind of ended up being weird because my coworker was part of the story. But this guy would tell everybody when they were asking for Drano or a drain cleaner, he'd be like, just use CLR. It's the best.
Right.
Just use CLR. Like, I see everybody. I sell it to everybody. It's the best. I know it's not labeled for it, but... Anyways, turns out he didn't even know they sold Drano. It was in a different aisle, you know. But they threw him on the sales floor, and he's selling fucking CLR to clean drains, you know. So 3 weeks later, we're talking to a friend of mine whose wife had bought CLR from a dude in Pomona where this guy worked and tried to use it as a drain cleaner. It's like small world, asshole. You know.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. I remember, I believe it or not, I worked at Babies R Us when I was 17 years old. Because all my friends were working there, and I got in. And I remember I did the interview. They're like, you're fucking hired. They're like, go to work. I remember thinking, at that point, I didn't even have a car, I think, when I got the job. I'm like, I had to call my mom and make sure it's cool, you know, because she was sitting out, you know, out front waiting for
They're
me.
They're like, you're hired today. They're just like, go walk around and say hi to people.
Yeah. So I was selling strollers and car seats, 8 or 80 for anybody who's got a small children, eight years old or 80 pounds before they can be out of a booster seat, just for public service announcement.
Yeah.
But I remember being on the sales floor and people were like, where are the gingham blue double stroller tandem three-wheeled with the two drink holder fucking like strollers that I'm like, I don't know,
that's gonna be over my left shoulder and somewhere from here to the corner.
So a few months into it, of course you get it, but I remember thinking, you know, you get this guy probably sold honestly maybe 100 people CLR to clean their drains. So that's what you're getting when you walk into Home Depot.
That's exactly what you're getting, you know. And there are other companies who have made fun of those commercials, but Bed Bath & Beyond at Christmas time is exactly the same fucking thing. Like, I remember, like, I wanted one of those fucking T-balls, you know. Like, simplest fucking
product. Oh, yeah,
with
a little chain on it.
Little metal thing with a chain on it. I actually wanted a different one, but this particular one was like, I don't care, I'll take any fucking T-ball at this point. And we went in there. I did two loops myself before I decided to ask for help, because I'm a stubborn motherfucker. Like, I know now. I'm just like, I'm not asking for help because they're retarded.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, sorry to everybody who's really retarded, but these people are fucking stupid. Like, and so I go in and I'm like, fine, I'll ask for help. I finally ask for help. He walks me around two more fucking loops, has no idea where this thing is.
Oh, that's
like,
the best.
Why did I even ask for
you.
Help? Like, I'm leaving. Like, I'm leaving. Okay, I'm out.
That's
I'm
the
out.
Thing. When you're following a dude who's actually in the same fucking boat you are.
Right.
Like, looking like, for it just like you would be.
One of us is getting paid for this. Let's walk in circles, you know.
And you're just praying he's going to be like, pull out the fucking walkie-talkie and call Susie, the manager, and ask her where the fuck they are.
You know what, man? I'll just order it on Amazon.
Yeah.
Drones descend from my house.
All right, comments. We did have one comment from a friend of mine, not eligible for winning the $25 gift certificate because he told me via text, which friends and family, that's not acceptable.
Unacceptable. You have to make a comment on the website.
So he had mentioned that last week was a fun show because I seemed more buzzed than usual. And I was thinking back and I'm like, well, my wife was out of town, so it's possible that was the case. But
could make sense.
And today we're having a barbecue. So, Justin, let me know what you think about apples and apples, how this one went.
Not that we would actually drink more because the significant other is not here.
No, but
it doesn't
like,
make any sense to me.
It's because I don't get the normal amount of great conversation that I normally do when I first come home from work. I'm all alone.
Yeah.
So, you know. All right. So this week's comment, and I don't know if you want to go ahead and announce it or what, but I think we may have a winner.
Well, on the announcement, does it have a name there? Does say a name. Okay, yeah. Kyle Kyle is going to be the winner of the $25 gift card for Islands. But here's the deal. I'm not sure if I didn't think this through properly or what have you, but Kyle I don't think there's a reconnect for the comment section.
Mm-hmm.
So Kyle, if you're listening, you need to email us.
You're going to get at 26 people named Kyle.
TheBetterBeerClub.com. Yeah, I actually know Kyle personally.
Oh, cool.
Because I don't know him personally, but he did come to the original beer. He did come to the original beer.
Your poker run.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Thank you. The poker run. And so I've met him. I've met him, So he's a cool dude. He comes into my work every once in a while, and I've seen him around at Rock House. So he's the winner of the $25 gift card for Islands.
Cool. Well, so. Kyle cleared something up for us that we were wondering a couple podcasts ago about why somebody would want to use a copper sort of brew kettle instead of a stainless steel, or in this day and age, even some plastics, I guess, have become, maybe that may be more for fermenting.
That would be for fermenting.
But yeah. For the boilers, we were thinking, why use copper? I mean, other than the fact that it looks bitching, you know.
Right.
But Kyle kind of shed some light on this for us, and we'll read a part of his comment here. He says, "Hey guys, I've got some insight on the whole copper ordeal. I recently went to Sierra Nevada, and they have an original copper kettle shipped from Germany from back in the day, but then wanted another one for expansion in the past decade or so and couldn't get a full copper one. Apparently copper is very expensive, and nobody's really coppersmithing anymore, which makes sense because it's not really a viable material." That's something I just added.
Yeah.
"Not even in Germany, where it used to be a big thing. So long story short, Sierra Nevada got a stainless kettle and hired a 7-year-old coppersmith who was from Germany to come out of retirement and line the stainless kettle with copper so Sierra Nevada could have a matching kettle in their brew house. Anyways, the copper is supposed to be impart nutrients for the yeast into the wort, so the copper gets leached when the wort gets hot enough. This apparently is good for certain beers and bad for others and can add a copper flavor. Copper brewing equipment isn't really used anymore because it's expensive, apparently extremely hard to clean. Oxidation, which is something we had talked about. It seems like it would oxidize fairly quickly.
Yeah, right.
Scratches because copper is relatively soft metal. True that. Lack of resources and could promote off flavors from some beers, even though it promotes yeast health and has superb heat conductivity." So, thanks, Kyle. That really clears it up for us. I think it sort of jives with what we were sort of thinking, which is it oxidizes and it's really expensive. So, that's a little more info from Kyle, and thank you to Kyle for that comment.
Yeah, I really want to commend Kyle for that, actually.
That's a lot better than "you fucking suck."
Yeah, you know, and you know what? And we've given you every opportunity to do either. You could totally have gotten on here and been like, "You guys suck at this," you know, like blah, blah, blah. Anybody could have. And anybody could have gotten on and been like, "Yeah, you're the shit," either way. But Kyle, thank you so much, man. You're the shit. You have really come through and given us the comment that we want, and you're going to get a $25 gift card.
And I think it enlightened a lot of us on the copper versus stainless brew tank. So,
yeah.
Cool. Well, we finally got a winner, so great.
Ding, 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 ding. What's behind door number 3?
It's a $25 Islands gift card, Nate.
Now, Kyle, if you'd like, you can trade this in right now at any time for every dollar bill that's in my wallet. Would you like door number 3, or would you like my wallet? Hold on, let me check. It's a good thing you didn't choose my wallet, because there's $0 in my wallet, Kyle. $25 gift card for you, buddy.
Awesome.
Islands Restaurant, Ranch Cucamonga.
I know that Islands is promoting a new burger now.
Yeah.
Maybe we should give a little backdoor attention to Islands for sponsoring that episode.
Of course, yeah. It's the Hanaho. It's a drunk onion, or a borracho onion, grilled with machete aioli, which is basically like a Thousand Island with jalapenos in it. So like a spicy Thousand Island, if you will. And it's a delicious burger. If you guys have never been to Islands, go check that out. They offer craft beers all over the place. Firestone Opal. They are doing Red Chili. They have Pomona Queen by Dale Brothers,
cool.
We've done on this episode here. They also have the Rogue Hazelnut Brown Nectar, which we've done here as well. So they got a lot of craft beers, and they got some bitchin' burgers. Go check it out.
Well, cool.
Islands
well, I
burgers.
Am really enjoying this Kona. How about you? It's
yes.
a little richer than the...
Oh, we do carry Kona, too. It's the longboard, though.
Yeah. I feel like it's a little richer than the summertime ale that we had from... You know, it's a little bit more complex, I guess I'd say.
Yeah. Now, again, you know, and it leaves out all that, like, weediness.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
You're right. It definitely less opaque.
Yeah.
A little clearer. So. Yeah, definitely.
I think it's crisp. I feel like I need to use the word crisp.
It is crisp. It's just the aftertaste is super clean.
Yeah.
Which is, it's flavorful, but super clean, where a lot of times when you're drinking something like an IPA or another type of ale that's a little more potent, the aftertaste is a little bit, you got to fight it a little bit.
Yeah.
But this is a super clean, really, I think, one of the better designed beers, if you will, that we've tried.
That was one thing when I was bringing these is I was thinking, like, you know, for a light beer drinker, you're probably going to like both these, you know, you personally is what I was thinking, you know, like, I brought the IPAs last time, kind of blew the roof off, and I'm sorry for that, but we're going to come right back down. The Golden Ale and Summer Ale.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, cool. Well, we've got round two of checking our Dutch ovens. We're going to come back with a koozie approval for both of these beers. Yeah. We're going to announce the winner between the two of these beers.
I actually have things that make me need a beer.
Do you want to hit that now? Or you
no, no. See when we get back.
All right, cool. We got things that make Nate need a beer. And I'm going to stop rotating this glass on the table, which makes a strange sound. And we'll be right back. Stay where you are. Welcome back to Ontario, California, home of birthday parties with a lot of tuba music. We're surrounded by birthday parties this weekend.
Yeah.
Pinatas, tubas.
The weather is kind of calmed down a little bit. Sun is dropping and tick. The humidity has leveled. The rain is at a slight drizzle.
Everybody seems to be in their backyard this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a backyard kind of weekend. Yeah.
It's all about that. All right, so the Dutch ovens are going as well as can be.
We are Dutch oven in the backyard.
We tasted your wife's faux caramel. Mm,
yeah. That's true,
and,
actually.
I have to say, if you're willing to deal with a little risk, maybe you've got an arc flash helmet in the garage, you don't mind donning a little protective apparel, boiling a can of condensed milk.
I wouldn't stand over it and watch the pot boil, you know? Yeah, yeah. But we did exit the podcast area, and to my wife thrusting a spoon in our general direction, saying, "Taste this!" And it was fucking delicious.
It taste like caramel.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Sweetened condensed milk in the can without any punctures.
So if you've got some plexiglass and a little angle iron and you can build yourself a little something to go around your entire range and you want to just go ahead and boil that condensed milk for 3 hours, it will turn into caramel.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't take it out of the can. Leave it in there. Don't puncture the can. Leave it in there.
Yeah. Make sure. Yeah.
Anything that goes wrong with your situation is not our fault.
And if you see condensed milk on sale at Stater Brothers or Ralph's in the little like fucked up area where it's like, hey, this is half the price, but it's got a weird crease in the can.
Yeah.
Probably not recommended for Brittany's special caramel making.
I wouldn't use
magic
that can,
witchcraft recipe.
You know what? In fact, don't try this at home. Don't try this at home.
Don't do it. Try it at your friend's house to you podcast with. In her defense, we had a huge stock pot, right? And there was only like 3 inches of water in it. So I'm not a physicist, but I knew a little bit about angles and geometry. Like if it were to explode, you know, based on our position to the can, like the wall of the pan would have been high enough to probably force it.
Might have like.
So that's probably one of
the
steps on Pinterest. Make sure you use a big can, protect yourself, build a plexiglass angle iron cage around the stove, and put an arc flash helmet on.
All right, so we are Battle of the Brews here. We are doing Sam Adams Summer Ale, and we are going heads up with
Kona Big Wave.
Big Wave.
Yep.
And we are deciding which one is going to come out the victor. We're going to koozie approve these, and that's coming up soon, but for the time being, I did also have things that make me need a beer. There's a tear in my beer,
'cause I'm crying for you, dear. You just so everybody knows, today's pub joke of the week is animal related, so stay tuned for that. That's coming up.
All right.
We've had nothing but failure in the past, but
actually, I did have a listener. Doesn't count because it wasn't on the website. Comment on your lion one.
Uh-huh.
You know, you bring the bag into the bar, you put it on the ground, and the guy says you can't leave that lion there.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, sir, it's not a lion, it's a bag.
Uh-huh.
But I'm bald.
So what was the comment?
She was just like, that shit was funny.
Okay, good. Okay, cool. That could have gone any number of ways.
To be fair, she was telling me, and I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about right now. I don't remember any of that. But Booze and Betty was telling me that.
Well, while we're talking about listeners we know, Justin, look, man, if you would have just commented your comment on the website, you would have won $25 to Islands, dude.
That's true, Justin. We would have loved to give it to you. But there is still a beer kit to be won.
Okay.
There's still a beer
time for redemption here.
Get on the betterbeerclub.com. there's a section where it says you can win for drinking.
Yeah.
And leave your comments there. Follow the rules. There is a rule sheet. Read it over real quick. Leave a comment, and you can win a beer kit from Brooklyn Beer Company. So.
Well, Kyle, why don't you send us a picture of you enjoying the Big Kahuna Mackey Lackey Wow whatever burger that you're going to have. And that way we can send it straight over to Justin, who would have won if he would have just posted his comment. All right, you got a tear in Revere?
Yeah, I do.
Sorry, we wasted almost the entire song talking about Dutch ovens and home. And how to win $25 gift certificates.
I don't think mine's as good as yours. Oh, it's same. Right.
All right, what you got? What you got?
So, as everybody knows, if you've been listening, I've recently been married, and my wife took my...
All right, all right.
I've recently been married, and I need a beer.
I shouldn't be allowed to control the volume.
Yeah. So she changed her name, as we talked about. Yeah.
Did she do it with the DMV, Social Security Office, and the IRS?
Well, we haven't done the DMV yet, so tune in later for I need a beer for the fucking DMV, but which you've already done, you know. But Social Security Office.
My wife didn't actually change her name with everybody. Office. She just did the the wedding certificate. She put her my last name. But
yeah, we did the wedding certificate. We did that. If you want a new Social Security card, you have to do that also. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we did and she did. And being that I sort of got her into this mess, I thought, well. I'll go with you. I'll go with you to the Social Security office.
Oh my God. Okay, so. I've been down there too. I had to get one to get my house. I know what you're going through.
You know, and the thing is, like, okay, so things that didn't make me need a beer, Social Security office, man.
Yeah,
I mean, so you get there and honestly we got there as soon as it fucking opens, like boom. You know, where like this place opens.
Did you have an appointment?
Fucking be there. No, I don't. Can you even have an appointment?
I think you can. In some instances, but when I went, I literally got there like an hour and a half before they opened, just got in line. There's already 20 people there.
Oh, God. Yeah, there was 50 people. Like, we got there when it opened, and there was 50 people out the door, you know?
Yep.
And so anyway, it's like, okay, so there are 11 windows that you can go to.
Three of them manned.
Right. And the worst part is I stood in line for an hour and 15 fucking minutes just to get in and check in.
Yep.
And then once you check in, they're like, cool, here's your number. Wait until we call you.
Yeah.
And it's like, hold on a second. You have one, there's 50 fucking people out the door. You have one person rocking out the fucking, the entry section.
Uh-huh.
Like, you need to knock these people out. Like, it should have taken 15 minutes to get through these fucking people.
They don't care, man. They don't care. It's fucking, like, job security.
Yeah.
I mean, it's your tax dollars at work. Congratulations.
Yeah. It really is. So we're standing out. And you're outside. You're not inside waiting to
you're
fucking
baking.
You're baking in the fucking sunshine in Southern California. It wasn't raining this day. It was 90 degrees outside. I'm back in my neck all fucking sunburnt. I'm going, shit, you got any more paperwork I can hold over my face before I don't bake out here? Like, waiting like hour and 15 fucking minutes waiting in line, and we haven't even checked in. Yeah. We haven't even checked in yet. And I'm going, there's 11 windows. You couldn't have had four of those checking people in, just like tick, 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 tick. Okay, everybody's checked in. Wait in line for your number to be called, and then had everybody else rocking out. So an hour and 15, it took longer to check in than it did to even do the fucking process, right?
And you're thinking at this point in time in the United States, why the fuck can't I do this online? You know what I mean? That's what always comes into my brain. It's like, you want me, it's like when I had an open container ticket. It's like, you want me to come down here and actually present, like, I got to be here in person. Like, I can't just either pay the fee or fill out the paperwork. It's like, you want to fuck my day up so bad that I have to come down here and stand here in this mass of humanity.
Yes, they do.
And wait for, sort of flash flood to come. And, like, you know, like, who knows what could happen.
If you did
it
online, those people wouldn't have jobs anymore. Yeah.
That's
government wouldn't be
That's
paying.
That's what it is.
It's exactly what it is. You know what? And I did actually at one point, we were like 20 minutes into it, and I had saw like a .com on the bottom of her document, and I was like, hold the fucking phone. Like, can we do this online?
Yeah.
Because I'll do it on my phone right the fuck now.
Yeah,
like, let's do this, you know? No, you know, like, whatever. So anyway, we wait in line for an hour and 15 minutes, and that's bullshit. And then we finally do, we check in. Luckily, there's an Alberto's fucking burger or Mexican restaurant place across the parking lot. So I'm like, I'm going to go get us breakfast while we wait.
Any individuals denied social security numbers, yeah. Half off.
Yeah. No, and then the other thing was, like, legitimately, but like 2.5 hours later, almost 3 hours we're at this fucking place. And by the time we get to the window, like, I shit you not, like, there were 50 people in line ahead of us.
Yeah.
Guesstimation, but it was around 50 people. We were at the window for like 7 fucking minutes.
Yeah. That's it.
That math doesn't add up. Yeah. Like, I don't know if you could do that math, like 50 people divided 7 minutes multiplied by divided by 50 people doesn't fucking add up.
Yeah.
So the point was 1 hour and 15 minutes to get to the window. Wait for another fucking hour. Go to the window. It takes 7 fucking minutes. When we went to the window, there actually was a lady at a side window right before us that was like, "Hey, you guys are waiting? Oh, come over here. I'll help you." And we were thinking, like, fucking gold. We're going to knock this out right now, you know?
Yeah.
And the lady's like, "Oh, all you need is a name change? Oh, it's no big deal. It doesn't take long at all. We're going
you done that
fucking
online.
Bitching. We're out of here, you know?" And she's like, "Here's your number. Wait longer." And you're going, what? Like, that lady legitimately could have just been like, "Oh, yeah. Oh, name change. See you guys later. Have a good day." And we would have been out of there an hour later.
I think I brought this up on the podcast, but when I went to the DMV, it was like I had an appointment, mind you.
Right.
I get there fucking 45 minutes early. I'm like, "I'm going to go check in." I think we talked about this.
Yeah.
They're like, "Sorry, your appointment's at 2. You can't check in to get a number yet."
Right.
What the fuck are you talking
What's
about?
What's an appointment for then? I'm already fucking checked in at 2 o'clock.
So I go back at 1:58. My appointment's for 2. She's like, "It's not 2. It's like, you can't give me my slip of paper. And honestly, I'm going to wait another hour and a half.
Right.
It's like,
I thought I checked in already online. Like, "Can I recheck in, please? I'd like to recheck in for 7 o'clock yesterday morning."
It's sad, you know. And I think if enough people start bitching about it, it's like, keep in mind the people that are harassing you this way and telling you to take your seat, sir, please don't stand near the entrance, sir, where the air conditioning duct is, sir, please go outside. Right. Everybody's like literally fucking melting and like holding on to, like you said, registration paperwork just to shield themselves from the sun.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like, we allow this to happen.
Yeah.
This is what we've decided. And not to mention, these motherfuckers get pensions.
Right.
They get fucking bonuses and we pay it all.
Right.
And they still find it normal to tell us what, you know, I just think let's get pissed right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Everybody get pissed right now and stop paying that shit.
Well, that's what I experienced when I went to the DMV. It's like, you have fucking 28 windows and 9 of them are operational right now. If this were the Death Star, it would have never worked.
Ooh. Right? Right? Know? Yes, exactly.
I want to see somebody in a shiny black helmet turn on a computer saying, "Title, registration, please."
Yeah. You know what? There was a gentleman as we were waiting in line. We probably had been in line for about a half an hour. And we were, we kind of had snaked our way up to like going like, "Oh shit, we're almost halfway there."
Mm-hmm.
And this gentleman gets out of his car. And there's a lady, fairly heavy set, quite a ways behind us. And she's standing in line all by herself, you know. Come to find out, standing in line sort of all by herself back there. And obviously, it's her paperwork needs to be done because the guy was like, "Fuck you, bitch, I'm sitting in the car," you know? Like, and so, but gets out of the car, walks up from a distance, starts sort of yelling towards her like, "Hey, are you there yet?" And I mean, it's pretty fucking obvious she's not fucking there yet, you know? And I'm thinking to myself, like, this guy, and I immediately start judging this guy like, like, "You're such a piece of shit," you know?
Because,
like,
here you are, sunburned, holding her hand. Your hands are probably sweaty, but you've been there for 2 hours.
Yeah. So this gentleman walks up to just slightly to the left of us, the area that we hadn't quite got to yet, that's slightly shaded by the tree. And he
claims it.
And he opens a fucking chair that he took out of the car he's been sitting in for the half an hour while his wife bakes in the fucking sun.
Yeah.
And he sits in the fucking chair in the shade and plays video poker on his little fake video poker device, you know, and sits there and has the audacity to look up at the lady every once in a while and scream something. And I'm just like thinking to myself, like, this guy, you know. But now today.
Things that make Nate need a beer.
Today,
Lorenzo.
I'm thinking to myself, like, this man's a fucking genius. You know? So anyway, Social Security office, don't ever fucking go there.
We'll talk about scared straight. When your parents tell you, when you turn 18 and you either leave peacefully or your dad kicks you the fuck out, and they give you that Social Security card and they say, and your mom looks you right in the eye and says, do not lose this.
Yeah.
She is not fucking joking.
That's
all right?
Good advice.
That's what happened to me is I left mine in a motel in 2002, you know, for some junkie to steal.
Yeah.
And I didn't have one for my whole, like, you know, 20s. I thought, whatever, fuck it. I don't need it. And then right about the time it was time to purchase my home, they're like, well, we're going to need to make sure you have a Social Security number.
Yeah.
So I was on the same path you were, man. I feel the pain. Did you go to the one was like in Fontana?
Yeah.
I went to that same one. You walk to the front. There's a big courtyard.
Yeah. And
if you're anything
and
like
the windows are all like mirrored.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're just staring at everybody.
It's Social Security
line.
Administration.
Looking,
it's
looking
all.
In, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I've been there. I remember that. You know, when we were standing in line there. I mean, I got there at like 6:45 or something. Like, because I had to go to work afterwards, and so I'm standing there, and then all of a sudden, you know, I mean, by the time this happened, there was probably, you know, 50, 60 people there. A door opens, and it's like, it's not opening time yet. Because government employees, I don't know if you know, but they don't open early.
No.
So
they wait. Every
so there's a door
second.
Opens, and we're thinking, these fuckers are going to have mercy on us. They're going to let us process our paperwork and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
No, a dude came out wearing a gun in a green uniform and hoist the American flag. And that's when I was like, do you realize this is the antithesis of fucking what being an American should be? Me standing in a line like I'm waiting to get a fucking concentration camp tattoo, you know, for you to fucking like book me and paper me and fucking, you know, like this is the. And so they hoist the American flag and I'm fairly patriotic. I'm looking at it waving in the sun. And then I look around me and I'm just thinking, look at us. Here we are standing in line like animals for a chance to speak to the great and powerful government Oz, you know what I mean?
So,
all right, so we got a koozie approved these beers. We got to go check your jambalaya.
Yeah, my jambalaya.
And we got to do the pub joke of the week. So, koozie approval.
Yeah.
All right. You brought the beers. I'm going to go first. I have to say, these are really tasty, both of them.
Yeah.
And like you said, the summertime ale is a little more of a wheat type beer, a wit. Would that be correct?
I think it's probably an American white.
American white. Very tasty. Very good. Would recommend it. But between the two, if I next time we have a Dutch oven cookout and I'm staring at the two, I'm going for Kona Big Wave all the way.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You got to give them numbers. You got to give them numbers.
Okay. So that was the Battle of the Brew. Summertime
the
ale.
Brew. Yeah.
I'm going to give a solid 8.7.
8.7.
Yeah. Okay. High up there. Very tasty. Citrusy notes. Wheat style. American white style.
Which one was that?
Summertime ale.
Summertime. Summer ale. Boston Lager, seasonal brew, summer ale.
Yeah.
8.7.
And for the Kona Big Wave, honestly, one of the best beers we've tried, I think. I'm going to go 9.3 on this beer.
Really? You're throwing this through the roof.
Yeah.
This is
that's really
probably
good.
The highest rating you've given so far.
I think so because it's got, you know, it's got a little bit of hoppiness, a little bit of citrusy flavor.
Yeah.
Still clear, still drinkable.
Yeah.
Very tasty. No weird aftertaste, nothing really clean, super good, 9.3.
Right. Okay. Fucking A. Nothing wrong with that. All right. So, Summer Ale, Boston Lager. I think it is like 5.3, let's say, alcohol by volume. Yes. It tastes like it uses some kind of American or Belgian yeast, so it does have a wheatiness, and it definitely uses some wheat characters. Like, I don't know, I could be wrong about the yeast, but it is a bit heavy for me. That's been sitting there for a long time. That one is warm. Yeah.
Was that?
I'm not going to use that to do the judgment.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it. I agree. I'm actually going to give that an 8.3.
Okay.
On the koozie chart. It's been koozie approved at 8.3. I am a fan of Sam Adams. I do like some Sam Adams beers. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But the Summer Ale, is going to get an 8.3. Big Wave by Kona is got a nice smell to it, as far as I'm concerned. It's got a front sweetness to it that's sort of like, like when you first get it, you're like, there's a weird sweetness to that. And then it finishes off with like a complex, like, it's good.
Hoppy, but yeah. Not too over the top.
Yeah. I mean, if you like a lot of hops, doesn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
But it does have enough to where it gives a flavor to it. And overall, just a pleasant.
Very pleasant, yeah.
Taste.
I agree. Know?
So I say well done, Kona. I'm going to give it a 9.
9.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm
so
gonna
we're
give
both
it a
in
nine.
The 9s on
yeah.
the Kona.
I'm saying Kona is fucking delicious. Go try one. Or Big Wave.
Yeah.
By Kona.
Big Wave.
By Kona.
Yeah. Cool. Well, that was a very high scoring round of Battle of the Beers this week. With some summertime beers for maybe your barbecue or next Dutch oven cookout. Or shit, even if you're going to go get Carl's Jr. or something and you just don't want to do anything for the rest of the afternoon.
Carl's Jr. and a six pack of Kona Big Wave would be fantastic.
There you go.
Southern California.
Heartburn. City. All right, so that brings us to our pub joke of the week, which is my responsibility this week. I have to admit it's long and it's animal based, which we hinted at earlier. Let's see if it works though. A man walks into a bar and asks the bartender, "If I show you a really good trick, will you give me a free drink?" The bartender considers it, then agrees. The man reaches into his pocket and pulls out a tiny rat. He reaches into his other pocket and pulls out a tiny piano. The rat stretches, cracks his knuckles, and proceeds to play the blues. After the man finished his drink, he asks the bartender, "If I show you an even better trick, will you give me free drinks for the rest of the evening?" The bartender agrees, thinking that no trick could possibly be better than the first. The man reaches into his pocket and pulls out a tiny rat. He reaches into his other pocket, pulls out a tiny piano. Again, the rat stretches, cracks his knuckles, and proceeds to play the blues. The man reaches into his other pocket and pulls out a small bullfrog who begins to sing along with the rat's music. While the man is enjoying his beverages, a stranger confronts him and offers him $100,000 for the bullfrog. "Sorry," the man replies, "he's not for sale." The stranger increases the offer $250,000. "Cash up front." "No," he insists, "he's not for sale." The stranger again increases the offer, this time to $500,000 cash. The man finally agrees and turns the frog over to the stranger in exchange for the money. "Are you insane?" the bartender demands. "The frog could have been worth millions to you, and you let him go for a mere $500,000. "Don't worry about it," the man answered. "The frog was really nothing special. You see, the rat's a ventriloquist."
What?
We're gonna have to get better at this at some point.
Alrighty, well, that is another episode of the Better Beer Show, and we have battled the beers.
Episode 14, twice as good as episode 7.
Oh, yeah, I'd have to agree.
All right, so don't forget to leave us comments for absolutely no compensation.
Yeah.
At this point.
In fact, don't care.
You can leave your drinking stories for the 1 gallon beer kit, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we like drinking stories. Yeah, leave it just because you feel like it. If you listen to the show, leave them up and drink that beer.
Cool. Congratulations to Kyle for winning the Islands Bar and Restaurant gift card. And we'll see you guys next week.
Cheers. Better beer.